What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Sell, host of the Am I the Asshole episodes here on Reddit on Wiki. With me, man, it's been like a month straight. Sean Salvino, how you doing, buddy?
Call me Mr. Consistency. I just never miss episodes anymore. I'm always here, always on time. Actually, for the first time, legitimately on time today.
You were earlier than me today, so.
Weird. Yeah,
that was weird.
I won't do it again.
It'll never happen again. But yeah, good to see you, man. Almost forget the days that you weren't even here, so. We'll have to get some more guests on.
And record on a random Thursday again.
Yeah, if we record on our regular day with guests, I could be there.
That's true. Guests aren't as flexible, though.
That's fair.
And back from his few weeks off, or 3 weeks off, something like that, it's Mr. John Consignato. What is up, John?
I'm back.
Man, the boys are back. John, full disclosure, we had a kids' table episode last Friday where it was just Sean and I.
So. Oh, at the time of recording, that's not out yet. Huh?
It's not. No, I'm editing it currently, actually. So, we destroyed the show. It's over now.
That's it. Yeah. That's the fame. That
we're recording this just for us now.
Yeah,
I think
to no one.
Lost everyone.
I disappear for like 3 weeks and everything is gone. We worked hard for this, boys.
Yeah, Sienna took our copyright, and she's making her own show now with your two wives.
Wow.
Damn. How the turntables, man.
It's now Reddit on Wifey.
Oh.
Wow. I love that, actually.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That shit's actually pretty nice.
Damn. They're going to put us out of business.
Fuck.
But what's up, John? How's it going?
I'm just here, man. I'm ready to talk assholes.
Hell yeah. And we missed you.
Good. I missed you too.
To kick off you coming back, we're going to continue 2 weeks straight of listener submitted Am I the Assholes?
Oh shit. Let's get it.
In today's episode, we have a girlfriend who keeps her boyfriend from seeing his family. We have a sister dating an ex. A listener has a bad experience with a friend's business. And we have a listener who thinks they might be too tough on their mom. And then, starting today, special announcement for patrons. Patrons? Whoa. Patrons. Patrons. I'll get patrons. It one day. God damn it. if you subscribe to our Patreon, we are going to do a bonus Am I the Asshole story for you. Starting this week, every week, you get one extra story. It's our way to say sorry for not being a week early. So if you want a bonus story, go sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. Sign up. We got $1 tier, $5 tier, $10 tier. Sorry, Sean, there's no more $25 tier.
But there is my Venmo, Wikimaniacs. My Venmo is open.
Please do not send Sean any money. We will not see a dime of it. And he will.
That's false. You'll see it in the clothes that I wear every week.
That's true. He is the most.
You'll see it in my new hats.
The most stylish out of all of us.
It's true. Peek behind the scene. We do apologize for the delay sometimes. This is a 3-person team. That's all we have. We don't have any producers. We have Josh. That's all
it's
we
me.
Have. So really, it's a 1-man show.
Hey, you guys do the Monday episodes now, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right.
That's true.
So, yeah, I'm the Friday host now. Call me the Friday guy. When you hear my voice, you know the weekend's here. That's going to be my tagline.
Wow. We make your week worse every Monday, John and I.
Yes. Meanwhile, it's always the white guy that got to make things better, right?
Oh, That's true. I didn't even think of that.
A white knight.
Damn. I know.
We'll have to move asshole episodes to Monday. I'll do it. I'll take that.
Oh, so now, like, you just stake claim, like, you know, it belongs to you, like, it's okay.
Damn it. I'm trapped in a corner of
taking our land.
Oh my God. What a fucking colonizer. Now he's a show colonizer,
colonized
too.
Mondays.
Jesus.
Okay, well, that was our Patreon shoutouts. But on top of that, if you're a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Podchaser. If you do have an Am I the Asshole story you would like us to cover, please send it to redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or Twitter @redditonwiki. Links to those are in the show notes.
I will say, if you submit something, really title it. Obviously.
Yeah.
Really, really be thoughtful with how you title it.
I think we talked about this in last week.
I think episode. You did too.
Yeah, but you got to reiterate.
Yeah, yeah. Sean, I went through, you know, junk mail full.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
But
good.
Yeah, Sean does not like any notifications on his phone, so he will put anything he suspects to be junk in the junk mail slot. I don't know what you call it. Junk mail bin.
Star it, at least. That's what I do.
We got to just restrict Sean's access to our emails, I think.
No. I do now, since then, I wait 24 hours before I throw anything in the junk
mail. That's fair.
So if you guys don't look in a day, if there's a day where both of y'all don't look at the email, then I might fuck it up.
I didn't have power all weekend.
That, oh, I fucked up so much. No, just kidding.
Oh, God. But yeah, with all of that out of the way, it's time to hop into some stories. It's good to have the team back. So let's hop in these assholes as a team. You know what I'm saying?
Jump in that asshole.
I've never been so ready to never mind. It's going to get real intimate.
Save the smut for the patrons.
Yeah. I'll save the smut for Patreon.
So we have our first story. Once again, I'm not going to use names. So if it's your story, you'll know. You can tell your friends if you want to, whatever. But we're going to avoid names for obvious reasons.
We should get fake names.
You want to come up?
Next time, I'll be more prepared.
I can't pronounce that word. Anonymity. Anonymity.
I see an enemy.
Anonymity.
You're fucking Nemo from Finding Nemo right now.
Anonymity.
Most people don't use names, so we're okay. But,
oh, okay, never mind then.
I was going to say, Sean, you should give them wrestler names.
Or we should make up email addresses.
Yeah, we'll try that.
We'll figure something out.
So our first story, am I 18 female, the asshole for not letting my boyfriend see his family during the pandemic?
That's a toughie.
I will say I could see where you're not the asshole.
Yeah, okay. Same.
Because if they're MAGA, COVID doesn't exist, then yeah, I probably wouldn't.
Also, sorry, they say 18 female, but they're at the point of the story, they were 17. So this was probably last year.
Oh, okay.
At the point, this was probably peak pandemic. Mm-hmm. So they go on to say, my now ex-boyfriend, a 21-year-old male, always had a difficult relationship with his family. Since we started dating, it got better. And with my pregnancy, it got really good. Our baby was always a tiny and light baby. When I gave birth to our little princess, we had to be more careful than you have to be with a newborn, because just a little cold could be deadly to her. Christmas came and she was 3 months old. We still had to be careful. It was 2021, so it was still active pandemic. His mom invited us three, him, me, and our daughter, to come stay with them for the day after Christmas. But she got the virus shortly after, at the beginning of December. So shortly after she asked them, I guess.
Okay.
I then told her that we couldn't come because of our baby. By the way, she didn't want to understand why. I told my boyfriend that he could go, but he has to stay somewhere for 2 weeks as a quarantine and has to take a test before he comes home.
Yeah.
He asked, how dare I forbid him from going to his mom's? It would be the first Christmas in years. I just wanted to be safe with our little baby, and I didn't want to risk her getting COVID and probably die from it at 3 months old. Am I the asshole?
No.
First off, you didn't forbid him. That's a word, right? Did I make up a word?
Yeah. No, it was just funny how you said it. You're right.
You said fucking go. Just go somewhere else.
Be cautious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go somewhere else for 2 weeks and then come back.
If anything, he's an asshole for not even being considerate of your child. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it could have been like maybe a premature baby or something. Not to assume, but
could be.
The way she talks about it, it's a little baby, you know, maybe more prone to diseases or something. So yeah, definitely being cautious is smart, you know, at least until they're I don't know when babies start developing an immune system, but 3 months is definitely too young.
Can I also add that the also reason why I do not think you're an asshole, and I think this is the biggest reason, is that, like Sean said, you didn't forbade him. You actually gave him an option. Like, you know, most people just say like, hey, you can't go, and that's it. Like, yeah. You gave him the option to be like, hey, you can go, but please take these precautions before you come home. To me, that's not being selfish. That's being understandable, because the OP probably knows like how important your family is to you, but your daughter, their daughter, is also important to them. So you just gotta take the precaution, and especially considering the mom just got fucking COVID. Like, why would you even risk that?
I get that it was probably long enough for her to get over COVID, but still, you don't know how many of his family she's given it to. So being cautious is smart. And yeah, like John and Sean both said, you never said he couldn't go. You just
forbade.
Said, hey, be cautious and come back with a negative test. That's a pretty reasonable request, I think.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, it's like COVID is still, we have like science and stuff on it, but COVID is still relatively like, I mean, not unpredictable, but like it's new still. So like you're allowed to be overly cautious if you want to be. Like, that's your life. Yeah. That's your child. You're caring for your child's life. Even if COVID didn't exist, if your wife was uncomfortable going out anywhere with a baby that's only 3 months old, that's fine. Like, that's, I know a lot of people that did that before COVID. Like, I don't want to bring my baby out. I don't know if this is your first kid or not, but if it is, that's even more fucking reason.
They're 17. I would assume that's probably their first.
I never want to assume with things like what I mean?
But, just from the context of the story, I'm assuming it's their first.
Yeah. So it's like even more reason on top to be overly cautious because it's your first kid.
Yeah.
So it's like there's so many reasons why you're not the asshole.
Yeah. She did say that was the ex now, right?
Yeah. Thank God.
Yes, she did.
Good. Now I hope you go with someone more understanding about the situation and more caring about your kid in the future.
Yeah. I am always torn about hearing a relationship break apart because I'm like, they have a child together. You know what I mean? We always talk about this, but it is a point where it's like, I hope he's still in the child's life. You know what I mean? I hope he's still a supportive father. Like, it is always a sad thing to see them break up when they have a kid. Not that it's the end of the world, but it's just, you know, that extra sad support there in the, that extra support in the household is always probably needed as a new mom. So,
but I will say, it's better to, you know, if the relationship between the parents aren't strong, it's better to break that up, find a healthy parental relationship where you're not romantic partners, because sticking together for the kids oftentimes ends up messy and gives the kids some trauma. You know, I know that sounds dramatic, but it happens.
No, you're 100% right. No, I didn't mean it to sound like I was like, stay together even if it's toxic. Yeah. That was not my I was just avoiding celebrating them breaking up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely not the asshole. I think we can all agree on that. She also adds in at the end here, BTW, I really like your TikTok videos. So thank you for being a listener and continuing our streak of listeners not being assholes.
Man, it's crazy.
I don't think we had any last week, right, John? I have not made it through.
I want to say I ended the episode with being like, I'm surprised the streak continues. Yeah.
we're 7 for 7 right now. Let's go.
All our listeners are nice people like us.
Yeah. I'm glad we built a community of good people. That makes me happy.
Though we did get into am I the asshole with myself last time, which was sort of fun.
Oh, yeah. With Sienna?
Yeah.
Oh, with your little date?
Yeah, I think we all agreed you were not the asshole.
Yeah, dude, that was mild.
I still hold regret.
That was a mild asshole.
Yeah, you can have regret, but I don't think you're an asshole.
Appreciate it.
On to our next Am I the Asshole story. So I guess I can read the preamble. So they say, I have a story that I think you guys will find interesting, and I also need some advice from you guys. If you're coming to us, then, you know, it's already rock bottom, I think.
We don't charge, like, through insurance. We just charge from our Patreon account. So $5,
$10? $25. Again, Venmo open.
Oh, my God. No. Sean's going to turn into a relationship cult guru or something like that.
Oh, my God.
It's all cross-promotion, guys. I'm trying to get back Let's Start a Cult as the subject this time.
So am I trying to get back onto that. So they continue. They say, I see you guys on TikTok all the time, and I love how honest you are with your opinions on the stories that you already told. And I really need that right now because I can't tell anyone what's going on.
Ooh. Oh,
so
we're here for you.
Am I the asshole for being disgusted that my sister is dating my ex? Ooh, it's a tough spicy one. So I, 17-year-old female, and my sister, 18-year-old female, used to be really close until she started hanging out with a group of people, and in brackets, including my ex. She has been really weird and distant with me for some reason, and I finally figured out today. I had a feeling that she was talking to him because everyone has told me that they had had history from when they were quite young, which are already pretty young at this time. Yeah. I gotta say, 17, it's pretty
17,
young.
18.
Not to, you know, diminish your feelings, but you're still pretty young. He was my first everything, and we dated for a little over a year. When he broke up with me, I was heartbroken. I loved him dearly, but it also turned into some weird obsession during the relationship for how young I was.
Ew.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't know the difference between love and obsession, and I wish I had because it would have saved me from putting up with him for so long. Back to the story. One of my family members told me, so I got snoopy and went through her phone and finally found out. Instead of feeling upset by this, I was happy for her because she does struggle with finding people who are good for her. But then the realization kicked in, and this is where I begin to feel guilty. I am now... She phrased this very graphically. So I am now tunnel sisters with my own sister.
Oh, never heard that one.
Sadly, I am already tunnel sisters with two of my friends, but now that I am one with my sister, I'm disgusted to the bone and can't even look at her now without thinking about it. And sadly, we are already tied with the family as well. The family member who told me used to go with the ex's brother. Both families are tired of this drama, and so am I, but I don't know what to do. So am I the asshole for feeling disgusted by this?
I want to say no. Like, you're entitled to feel how you want to feel.
Yeah.
Like, I was shocked you guys didn't come off harder. No. No for me.
It's a definite no. It's definitely weird. I mean, I don't have a brother, so I don't know how this would, like, I can't visualize how this would be. Cause like,
oh yeah, I guess cause you have,
sisters,
you have sisters, right?
I have two sisters.
So imagine, like imagine they both dated the same guy.
I mean, as a younger brother, I definitely would not like this dude. I would definitely be like, fuck you, man. Like fight.
Yeah. Bro. For like for a year with the first sister too.
Yeah. A whole year. And you're only a year apart from your sister. It's like, especially, you know, if y'all live together and she saw how like broken you were from the breakup, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for sure, 100%, you're not in the wrong. Your sister is definitely, I think, an asshole for dating him, especially, I don't know if she knows that he's your first everything, but,
she
you know.
Should, right? Probably. Feel like most normal families would know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
depends on how close they are, too.
Yeah, I don't talk to my sisters about sex at all.
No, no, no. But even if you knew that they're their first boyfriend, you know what I mean? Like, you'd know that. Yeah. And that should be enough to dissuade you from entering that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Forgive me if I'm wrong. It sounds like you live in a small town.
It's actually downtown New York.
Holy shit.
I'm kidding.
Okay. I'm about to say, I'm like,
get away from all of them then. It sounds like a small town just because like you mentioned something in there about your cousin dating your ex's brother or something like that. And just a lot of co-dating within this friend group. It's like a TV show, except reality. It's not healthy like how TV shows are like, oh, it's fine. I don't know what advice to give you, except you're definitely entitled to feel how you feel because it's fucked up.
As someone who probably like, you know, when I was a little younger, like I dated more when I was like younger than in my adult life, kind of.
Right.
So the whole concept of young love is strong. I've only had, including my wife, probably like four serious relationships.
Okay.
Ever. And I can see how like your first or your longest relationship or your like second, how that could turn into like. Obsession is such a strong word, you know what I mean? Like, because that sounds borderline like...
Well, that's just all you know.
All you know. Yeah. But the thing is, at that time, and I'm not going to blame your age for it, at that time, like, that's how you felt. And you're entitled to that. You know, it's pretty true sometimes. You never forget your first. You know, like, that's just how it is. Because at that time, like, you were possibly experimenting or you're, like, trying to figure out, like, how you should feel, like, how you should assess situations, like... That's not on you. That's just nature.
It's like the first hit of cocaine. It's always the strongest. Am I right?
Oh, yo.
I'm kidding. I've never done cocaine.
So I think what you're feeling is valid. And I think it does just feel a little closer to home, literally, because you are sisters.
Literally in the same house. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think you're an asshole at all. I think right now what you can do from Sean's assessment, it seems like it is kind of in a small town vibe. You're young, I'm assuming still. Like, did she say how old
17.
She is still?
17.
She's 17.
Yeah.
You have your whole life ahead of you.
Oh yeah.
It's more than okay to feel that way. However, there's a world of other people out there that you could possibly see, other experiences that you can. Take what you learn from this situation and learn from it. Apply it to the next person that you can apply it to. Like, there's a lot of life to live. And holding grudges with your sister, if that's the case, that might not be healthy in the long run. I think at the end of the day, when you guys look back together, when you're like probably old and like sitting in front of a porch, you'll probably just laugh about it now. But that's my take on it.
I'm pretty much in agreement with both of you. You're definitely not the asshole. He's asshole times 1,000.
I'm not. No.
Because there's one line in here. He was obsessed with how young I was.
Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, wait. I thought she said that she was obsessed with the relationship.
No.
Did I hear that wrong?
He was obsessed with how young she was.
Oh, because
technically,
she's
17 now and they dated for a year. He was doing all that shit when she was 16. Illegal.
Oh,
we don't know how old he is, right?
Heard that wrong.
But older, probably, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, your sister kind of shitty for all of this, but I would keep an eye on her and just make sure she's safe. And
yeah, for sure.
Make sure this dude isn't just taking advantage of her, because it sounds like a little bit of what he did to you. Again, we don't know the whole context, how old he is, but that one line really threw me off where I was like,
yeah,
it's giving me weird vibes. She's your sister. But as John said, if this is just ends up being a nothing burger, then, you know, you'll laugh about it in 10, 20 years. You know, it doesn't even, probably not even that long. And so just keep an eye on her, make sure she's safe, because she might just be as much of a victim as you've been with this whole situation. You absolutely have the right to feel disgusted, because by the sounds of it, it might have disgusting undertones with this guy. But yeah, you're definitely not the asshole. I hesitate to call your sister an asshole just because of what I don't know, but he's 100% the asshole. So I think we're all unanimous. Not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
I will say, shout out to our YouTube watchers. But whenever you mention
subscribers.
Yeah. Whenever you mention cocaine, I was like vigorously shaking my head, but I never clarified. I have not done cocaine, guys. So if you see me look like I'm vigorously agreeing with the first bump of cocaine, just know that I just nod when these guys talk. I like to agree.
Yeah.
Or he's tuning out and not listening to us.
No, that's probably true.
No. I'm always listening. I got to listen now because I don't listen later.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I have also never done cocaine. I'm probably the most straight edge person. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I've never done anything. So I just was making a joke.
And I was just shaking my head because I like to agree with Josh.
No. Cocaine. Sean has done lots of cocaine.
Oh, I've done drugs.
He's never found that high again since his first. Okay. That's
I'm just staying quiet, you know. Keep going.
I did take a mystery drug on a vacation in a foreign land, and maybe there was cocaine in there. Who knows? So
Sean's like, I've done ayahuasca so many times.
No, we recently talked about that on Shots and Thoughts.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
Ayahuasca. It's like a psychedelic. You have to go on like a 2-week diet, and then you have to go with like a spiritual shaman whenever you take it.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It's supposed to really fuck you up.
We were talking about it on Shots and Thoughts because Ryan was in Peru, and that's like one of the places to go get it. And they were just talking about stories about what they heard while they were in Peru from like their guides, what they hear from other tourists and stuff like that. And I was like, oh shit.
Oh
damn.
Okay. Now that I'm talking, I think this would be, so I've never done drugs. I want to make that very clear, but I think we should make a Patreon goal. If we ever hit a certain amount, what's the amount?
You're going to do cocaine, Josh?
No. We'll do like mushrooms or something.
Oh my God.
Snatch.
Well, mushrooms isn't that bad, is it?
I can't imagine. It could definitely fuck you up. Like, it's a psychedelic.
Depends on where you are currently. True. At that time that you take.
You got to be clear minded, because one of the things is this person had clear mind and everything, but then like 1 week before their trip to go take ayahuasca, the girlfriend told him that she's been cheating on him for like the past year.
Oh shit.
So then he was like, well, I can't, I had the plane ticket, I paid for the shaman. He went and apparently he had like an insanely bad trip.
Okay. Yeah. And with these stories, it sounds like that would not be a great. So maybe we'll just do like an edible or something.
Yeah.
Is that legal down there?
No, if we have Texas.
Delta 8 and Delta 9, which has like the THC, but it's not technically weed.
You guys come to Canada, we'll do it legally.
I mean, if we have like 100 patrons, we could possibly afford a trip to Canada.
Yeah, just have us do a live show in your town where weed is legal. And we'll eat an edible live on stage.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be fun takes.
We'll do it downtown Ottawa.
And then we get canceled and it's our last.
It would take the edge off the show. Like we wouldn't get as angry. You know?
That's true. Like, dude. That guy's fucked up.
They're all like, this is not what we paid to watch.
What a fucking asshole.
We'll keep brainstorming this idea, but I think there's something there. We'll figure out exactly what the goal will be, but I think that'd be fun.
I like how Josh is straight edge and he's going straight to fucking mushrooms. What a guy.
Hey, I'm not much better than you, Sean. Someone waves a $10 bill. I'm like, what are we doing here?
I'm at least asking for 25.
You know, a $5 bill with Andrew Jackson in it.
No, fuck that guy. $10 US is a lot of money here, okay?
It's only 10.
That's true. That's like $10,000 in Canada.
It's 10,000 loonies, right? Our $1 is a loony. That's what we call it.
Oh.
And then our $2, get this, a toonie.
A toonie.
Ooh, loony toonie.
Yeah.
Wait, so does your McDonald's, do you have a loony menu?
No, it's still called, I don't know if we have a dollar menu, actually, now that I think about it. We used to. It used to be called a dollar menu.
You know, that's probably like good for public health, honestly. Probably not.
That's true.
Fair enough.
Get like 30-piece chicken McNuggies, please.
Yeah, you can go to fucking Burger King and get 50 nuggets for like $2. It's bad.
Holy fuck. How is there poverty down there? I would just live off that. I mean, I guess that's why there's a health crisis.
But there's people like me, morbidly obese.
Hey, I'm there too, my guy.
Yeah, that's fair.
We in this together.
I don't know how we got here, but we'll move on to our third Am I the Asshole? Oh, I guess we'll take a break. We're taking a break. Support us on Patreon to get ad-free episodes or listen to a word from our sponsors.
Father's Day is just around the corner, and our friends at Manscaped are here to ensure all the father figures are out there looking like daddy material this June. Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0, which includes their signature lawnmower 4.0, is the perfect bundle to tackle any and all old man hair from head to toe. This right here is no dad joke. Treat him and yourself and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. Trust me, his dad bod will thank you. Speaking of dads, there's a lot of really hairy dads over there. But Manscaped is designed with fathers in mind, and the Performance Package 4.0 is here just in time for your pop's special day. Inside this package, he'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold his goodies. That's a lot of stuff. I almost ran out of breath saying that. First off, let me start off by saying the Lawnmower 4.0 will be the official MVP of Father's Day. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accident thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has 400K LED spotlight he needs for a more precise shave. Does your dad use the same trimmer for his body and face? First of all, that is disgusting. So let's throw that out the window and give him the upgrade he deserves. But wait, there's more. Manscaped just launched their brand new Boxers 2.0 that, dare I say, the best boxers ever. What can I say? I'm wearing them right now. We all know dads love their comfort. With summer just around the corner, the Boxers 2.0 are here to save every father from the uncomfortable heat. And these new boxers are packed with revolutionary features, including the Jewel Pouch, designed to cradle his boys in their own special space. This right here is a game changer. Whether he's mowing the lawn, taking out the trash, golfing in the sun, these moisture-wicking boxers breathe without breaking a sweat. Dads, buy this for yourself. Sons, buy this for your dads. Ladies, buy this for your man. And dog daddies, you deserve the treat too. Get 20% plus free shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code Reddit. Shake what your mama gave you. Nah, shake what your daddy gave you with Manscaped.
And we are back.
During that break, we each took one Molly. So you were about to witness. No, I'm just kidding.
I am profusely sweating already.
My jaw
but
is closed.
But if you buy our product Manscaped, all that
the crop
sweat
preserver.
Down there. The crop
Hell
preserver.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Use code.
Reddit for 20% off plus free shipping.
Better believe it. Works on women too.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know about the ball deodorant, but definitely the shaving utensils.
For sure.
Yeah. Lawnmower, weed whacker. Get into it, ladies.
They all have great names too. And I love it. So
the packaging. Yeah, okay. This is going full out of the ad. The packaging for Manscaped shit is wild. Like
it's
a newspaper.
Crazy.
It's so unique and good. Yeah. Like, okay. I mean, we are sponsored, but like, you know, it's just shocking to see.
No, we had our engineer friend who has like a business with packaging and he was like marveling over it. He's like, I wish I could get my packaging. Like, and I was like, okay, a little bit too much information, but.
I wish your package was like that.
I was like, you can take this one. It's free on the house and you can get your package however you want it. But no, he was just marveling over the packaging because it was like, it's so unique. It's way different than anything else I've ever bought. So
a fucking newspaper came with it. That was crazy.
I'm still trying to shoot our shot with Tushy. I just bought a bidet. So
really just a perfect am I the asshole type of sponsor.
That's what I've been trying to tell them. I'm just going to, dude, literally one of my fucking posts. I'm just like, wouldn't this be a perfect match in heaven? Me taking a shit, listening to a story of am I the asshole while Tushy bidets.
I've never heard of a more perfect sponsor. That is awesome.
Exactly. And Tushy and Manscaped are always talking to each other. Like, hello.
We get them and Magic Spoon. We're hella set.
Dude, like protein, shit, then wipe your balls after. Come on. Come on now, man.
I don't know if that order quite works, but I understand. I like trying to connect the dots.
Love to see it. Synergy. This is why they sponsor us.
One of the three sponsors.
One of the three.
Don't go to the other two until they sponsor us. Since
we ain't got no code yet.
We'll hold them hostage. With that, let's move on to our third story. Am I the asshole for not talking to my friend anymore after a bad experience with her business?
Depends on what they did. Like, that was so bad.
Sean's like, Chris didn't give me a free day off hoodie.
Yeah.
We're no longer talking.
I only do shit to get free stuff.
Fair enough. So I, a 39-year-old female, have known my friend since middle school. She used to be one of my bullies, but during high school, we became good friends, and she was even my bridesmaid at my first wedding.
Oh, that's cute.
My marriage was chaotic and ended up in a divorce. I needed a friend during those difficult times, wanting to go out for drinks and coffee, but she never had the time, always had excuses, and left me waiting and not showing up several times.
Ghosted?
By your friend.
Shit, what a bully.
I never held grudges against her. We've all had our own issues. A while back, I met a guy and started dating him. She once made a comment about how handsome my new boyfriend was and how ugly I used to be in middle school.
Jesus Christ, what the
fuck? Up.
But I didn't say anything because I don't like drama. I think you should cut this person out of your life if you don't like drama. Anyway, I moved out of town and got married, and she started a pastry and breakfast business, and we kept in contact through Facebook. Last year, I wasn't going to be able to visit my mother for Mother's Day, so I decided to support my friend and send my mom a nice flower arrangement with breakfast from my friend's business. I talked to her, and she said she could definitely do it. I asked her for payment info, but she did not reply and ignored me for days. I kept sending her texts asking her about the order and payment for my mom's present and never got a response. I assumed she wasn't going to do it, so I talked to my sister instead and sent her money to buy my mom something else. 3 days before Mother's Day, she texted me with the payment information, and I told her that I'd already arranged something with my sister because she never responded. She then got upset, saying that she had already bought the supplies and I was going to make her lose money by canceling the order. I apologized and asked if my sister could pay in cash when my mom got the breakfast and flowers on Mother's Day. She said yes, and we set up a time frame to deliver some stuff at my mom's house to make sure my sister was there to pay for it. The day came, and she never showed up.
Oh.
My sister waited for a couple hours and finally messaged her to ask what was going on. She said she thought the order was scheduled to be delivered the next day, and she didn't have it ready. Isn't Mother's Day on, like, it's a day?
It's on
day.
Sunday. Come on.
Yeah. She responded very rudely and asked what I wanted her to do. I told her not to worry, it was fine, and to please cancel the order, so I could figure out my mom's present with my sister, and I also thanked her for her time. I don't think I was being rude, but she got offended and snapped at me, telling me yes, that she made a mistake, but it wasn't a good reason for me to treat her like a child. She offered to do it for free the next day. I said no thank you because it wouldn't be Mother's Day, and also explained that my mom had plans and wasn't going to be available anyway. I told her in a nice way that my intention was not to get free stuff from her, that I didn't want to hurt her business, and I'd rather get my mom something else with my sister's help. So am I the asshole?
No.
I think you're the opposite of an asshole. You're like, you almost are an angel for how nice you treated her.
Very accommodating.
Yeah.
Let's go down the timeline here, okay? First of all, she was your bully? Then you became friends with her.
Middle school bully. Yeah, you know, I could write that off.
You were an angel about that. She's part of your bridesmaid. And then she made that ugly ass comment about you being ugly back then because you were with a handsome guy now. What the fuck kind of shit is that? Like, I guess the bully behavior never changed. And then she does this shit with your with your mom. Like, hello. It's on Mother's Day. You order something for Mother's Day and you're going to deliver it the next day, motherfucker. Yeah. And you don't respond to any correspondence, bitch. Like, come on now. Like, you are not the asshole at all. That is a terrible business.
I was going to say, I'm shocked her business is still running.
Yeah. Like, is everything delayed? Like, shit, I know there's supply chain issue, but goddamn, you know this shit was coming up. Like,
it can't be successful. No. It's probably a small, like, Instagram business because, like, and no shade on, like, small Instagram businesses, but, like, you're not gonna last long if you can't communicate with your customers that are paying you money in advance to make something, and you gotta know your fucking due dates. They paid you already. You bought the stuff already.
Yeah.
Fucking confirm and make sure your schedule's right. You know, you're running a business.
It's not hard to send a text to be like, even if you're overworked, that's your friend and someone who's supported you through a lot, it sounds like. So,
and a client.
And a client. Most importantly, a client. And it baffles me that you fucked up when Mother's Day was. Like, that's something you should know when the date is. And yeah, you're not the asshole 100%. Your friend sounds like the bully she never grew out of. So, I don't blame you if you cut ties. I think that was the original question.
Yeah, that she doesn't talk to anymore.
She sounds more trouble than actual friend at this point.
Yeah, well, 100%. And a friend would be more accommodating and try to work with you to get your mom something, you know what I mean? And so she's probably known for a long time. You know all your friends' parents, and you're usually pretty close with them if you've grown up with them. So pretty shitty of her to do that, I would say.
Bless this sender's patience. You are possibly one of the most patient people that we've heard about so far. Like, oh my God.
100%. So again, not the asshole. Final one, and then we're going to do our Patreon, Emma the Asshole. So, am I the asshole for the way I, a 17-year-old non-binary, treated my 54-year-old female mother?
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Oh, seems interesting. Like. Okay. So a quick summary. My mother and I have not had a good relationship for quite some years. And then they say almost 11. It started when my nephew was born, and he only just turned 11 on the 29th of April, 2022.
They're 17?
Yeah, they're 17.
Since they were six?
Yes. Since then, my mother has taken her frustrations out on me, which is why I now no longer use my birth given name, but instead my middle name. The reason behind this is she named me after my father. His name is universal for both genders and can be used either way with a simple letter change. When she is mad at my father, she is mad at me. I suppose it's easier to take your anger out on someone who is named the exact same thing as the person you're angry at. But when I express how she makes me feel, she tells me I'm being overdramatic or an idiot because it's not true. Ooh. An example of this was she was mad at my dad for suggesting sweet potato mash for dinner, and she said he thinks he deserves a gold medal or something for suggesting it. And all I said was, okay. This seems like a weird fight.
Yeah, why is she upset with that? Why is she making a smarky comment about a dinner suggestion?
Yeah.
Petty ass fight.
I mean, it's just like a suggestion. Anyway, there could be more to underlying, I guess, but we don't know.
Yeah.
So we were in the car to the store, and when we got there, the wind took the car door, and she screamed at me for slamming the door when I simply said the wind got it. She kept yelling at me, so I ignored her. I told her if she was going to take her anger out on me, I was not going to talk to her when we got in the car. This happened again recently. We were in another supermarket and my dad was looking for something and he walked away from her and she was upset. I was right next to her and politely pointed out a unicorn dressing gown for my niece who was turning 6 on May 5th. She told me she was already looking at pajamas for her and I said, you wanted to get a dressing gown for another niece who turned 10 in April. And she screamed at me. So I told her she needs to stop taking her anger out of me and she said I wasn't. I yelled at her to cut it out in the middle of the store and she stopped. She goes from being angry to being my best buddy when I call her out. She never says sorry. She just pretends like she's my best friend. So am I the asshole for how I treat my mother?
No.
No.
Like a normal teenager?
That's not how I envisioned this going.
Yeah. I mean, it does. The listener obviously changed their name, and that seems to have some sort of trigger on. Well, the mother just sounds like.
It sounds like she needs mental health help.
Yes.
Yes.
Like anger management. Might be like diagnosed as bipolar.
Maybe. Or,
true.
It sounds like she has some kind of, not to be rude, but I mean like a mental stigma, like a mental issue.
Something that could possibly triggering it every time the OP does something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like, I mean, I don't know what your dad, if your dad has done anything, but it seems like your dad's doing normal stuff and it's like triggering her. And then she puts that out on you, which is all around not great. You know what I mean? Feel like she needs some kind of therapy or some kind of medication because it doesn't sound like a healthy relationship.
It sounds like a lot of projecting is going on too. Like it seems like a lot of underlying anger that your mother have just projecting it to you for, I don't even know if you know the reason for it, you know? So
yeah, the mother might not even know the reason for it. You know what I mean? Like Sean said, it could be some underlying mental health issues, or it could be she's unhappy in her relationship, and so she's taking it out on her child. And it's a very unfair situation to you because you don't deserve any of that.
You actually sound very patient, to be honest.
You sound very mature for a 17-year-old. So good on you.
Agreed. And I think that reaction in the store is perfectly normal. I think like you get agitated to a point like. There's some reactions that just automatically happen by nature.
Yeah.
I don't think it's assholish for you to react that way because you were
pushed to the edge.
I think you've been patient long enough. You know what I mean? Like it just happens sometimes.
You're also a teenager. Like you're like allowed. You know what? That's the age to act out, right? Yeah. I wouldn't even call that acting out. Not to say that's acting out, but like there are teenagers that do way worse. So if the worst you're doing is reacting to your mother, you know, treating you like trash, good on you for standing up for yourself. And you're 17, one more year until you're off to college or work or whatever you happen to be doing. And you hopefully won't have to deal with this every day. You'll still have to deal with it. She's your mom. You'll have to deal with it. But definitely not the asshole. I'm sorry you're going through that. And hopefully your mom gets some mental health.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah, I hesitate to even rag on her mom because it sounds like something is wrong.
Yeah, I don't think any of us have ragged on.
I'm just saying
necessarily
because I'm usually very quick to fucking rag on people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this one, like
it seems
normal. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
the
perfect word for it. It's very erratic.
So it might not even be something she realizes she's doing. And as Sean has said, it's probably some sort of mental health issue. Not to assume anything, but she should definitely get checked out.
Yeah. We're not doctors.
No, but we're far from doctors.
the context that we've been given seems like something could be wrong.
Yes, 100%. That is it for this episode. What did you think, Wikimaniacs? Were these people assholes? These fellow Wikimaniacs, were they assholes or were they not assholes? Let us know in the comments.
Or if you heard the Patreon exclusive one.
Yeah. Was that person an asshole?
Oof.
We'll never know unless you pay us.
Pay $5 and you'll find out.
Pay $5 and then on top of that, my Venmo for an additional $25.
Again, do not send Sean money. He won't show up the next week. I know for a fact.
No, he's the favorite. He's the favorite, but don't enable him. His ego is going to get bigger.
It's so small to begin with.
It's an average size, my guy.
It's an average,
Nothing about me is average size. Either way too small or way too morbidly obese.
God.
You're just a girthy person.
Yeah,
good God.
Before we sign off, if you want to hear more, please consider subscribing to the show and giving us a rating and review on whatever platform you are on, or you can share the podcast with a friend. Don't forget, you can submit your own Am I the Asshole story to us using our email, redditonwikipod@gmail.com, or DM us on Twitter and Instagram @redditonwiki. If you want an extra story every Friday, like the one we just told earlier, you can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and sign up to get an extra story every Friday. I think that's everything. Do we have any
I'd like to give one special shout out. If you have started listening to Let's Start a Cult and have been fucking downloading by the thousands Josh's episodes on Let's Start a Cult, Thank you for that. Oh. That's fantastic. We love to see that. That's just another Cultivate show thriving thanks to you guys. So thank you.
Do Shots and Thoughts next.
Yeah, dude, you can find Shots and Thoughts every Tuesday.
Thoughts is doing well too, isn't it?
I don't know. I really don't like looking at numbers. Too much anxiety.
I think it's doing pretty well this month. But yeah, I don't actually know if our Wikimaniacs know I do another podcast.
It's been going off, Wikimaniacs. And if that's you, thank you.
We appreciate you. So with all of that out of the way, thank you, Sean and John, for coming on and giving your takes. And thank you, Wikimaniacs, for another amazing episode. We will see you on Monday.
Bye. See ya.
Do it! Just do it!
Expert in fucking matter.
Great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy, Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.